This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Downey Jr. has been arrested again. Police report, and I wish I was kidding. I honestly do. Robert Downey Jr. has been arrested again. Police report the actor was arrested early this morning for investigation of being under the influence of a controlled substance. Here's the kind of the strange part of the story. He was walking down Washington Boulevard in Culver City, which I'm thinking, what is Jesus? I mean, there's nothing wrong with Culver City. It's a very strange, unless MGM is there. You know, so maybe he was, walking off the lot at 12 o'clock in the morning or something. He was detained for a few hours, issued a citation, and released to his parole agent. His arrest is the latest in a string of brushes with the law over drug use. The Ally McBeal actor faces a court hearing on Monday in Indio for another alleged related charge. Downey's lawyers are challenging the legality of a hotel search. This is the one where he got busted out there, I guess, at the Merv Griffin Resort. And I look at this guy's life, and I've heard people tell me that he's really talented. Well, yes, he is. But you see, there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of people that are talented. There's all kinds of people that are talented. Matt Damon's talented. Ben Affleck's talented. This Jude Law kid's talented. Philip Seymour Hoffman's talented. I mean, there's a bunch of guys, man, that are talented, and they ain't, they ain't got this problem. Now, is it a illness, perhaps? Is it a something that he needs to be treated by? Yes, of course he has to be treated by a doctor. What has all of this got to do with so-called second chances, after second chance after second chance? There's a thing called bottom. I mentioned this, that unless you let an alcoholic or a drug addict hit it, you're not doing him any favors. He's got to hit bottom. And what is that? I don't know. Some people, it's sleeping outside of a bakery on a cold night because the cement is warm from the ovens that are cooking inside. Some people go down to the Salvation Army and have to buy an oversized overcoat because they can use it as a tent in the middle of the night when they're sleeping. I mean, that kind of bottom. Not having anywhere to live. Kind of a bottom. That thing that happened to that guy, that writer. What's his name? Remember Permanent Midnight? What was that guy? He was a junkie, right? He's wandering out in the middle of the L.A. riots to score. I mean, forgive me, but that's a hell of a time to need to, can't you find a better... Maybe you should have flown out of town on your gold card and scored somewhere else. So what do we got here? Margaret calling in? Is this Margaret Gray? Margaret?
Yeah, you know something, Phil? You're wrong.
No, wait a second.
No, Phil, you are wrong.
The guy has had chance after chance here... Ally McBeal and all of this bull crap, and talk about
this, Phil. Bob Downey, like all drug addicts, but especially our young actors, it takes a lot of courage.
It takes courage for all of them, okay? Not just him.
No, this time you are so wrong. You are talking about a very special guy who has not had an easy time in Hollywood. It takes so much intestinal fortitude to get out of bed. It takes a lot to drive to the studio.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of intestinal fortitude to hop into that Mercedes coupe and head on down to the studio. What are you talking about? Let's talk about people. Let's talk about where the world lives, okay?
Phil, let's talk about a young actor who worries about his performance. Will makeup be on the mark? What is craft services serving for lunch? You understand what I'm saying?
Wait a second. Are you telling me a guy's shooting up because he's worried about what craft services will be serving for lunch? Are you?
I'm saying that Robert Downey Jr. took the obvious comfort of the needle and spoon. Because look at this young... Bob Downey has been let down by so many people.
I'd like to hear who he's been let down by. Who has Robert Downey Jr. been let down by?
If we were in his shoes, let's say, we'd be doing heroin as well.
If we were in Robert Downey Jr.'s shoes, we'd be doing heroin as well.
Yes.
You're going to have to prove that statement.
All right, I'll prove it. 1969. Did you see that stinker?
I didn't see it.
No, you didn't see 1969. They push him into making two girls and a guy. They push him into this unforgivable U.S. Marshals and in dreams and fill the list of eggs that this poor kid has been forced to lay outside of his performance in Ally McBeal and Chaplin. It is no wonder he has taken some small comfort in that needle and spoon. And when I get on in my car and I'm driving along and I'm listening to you predictably put this fine young actor down, who was the people that were pushing him into these horrific projects.
Who was pushing him into making two girls and a guy? Who pushed him into making In Dreams? You know what?
He owed some directors some favors. He was doing favors for other people. Phil, did you see this Air America? I mean, that the smell of that one is still on my front lawn. And yet we jump to judgment on them. They twist his arm because he owes people favors, and they make him do Gingerbread Man. Then it's Black and White. Then it's Danger Zone. You dump garbage like that on a young actor, and you tempt him with a big payday, only to have the movie come out and drive audiences away. As if someone in the movie had bubonic plague, and you ask, why is Robert Downey Jr. self-medicating? Phil.
Oh, well, he's self-medicating. Okay, well, I didn't know that he was self-medicating. And
oh, you know, you're dripping with sarcasm.
Oh, no. I mean, if he's self-medicating, I didn't know that that's what he was doing. I thought he was a needle freak, okay? I didn't...
Phil, just because...
I didn't know that he was self-medicating.
Phil, just...
No, seriously, I didn't know if I knew he was self-medicating.
Phil, can I speak?
Go ahead.
Because of the film that he had been nice enough to do for some directors he felt sorry for, films that should never have been made, that's how bad they were. His self-esteem is now non-existent. I would use drugs. You would use drugs if you spent 1 minute watching your performance. Did you see Hail Caesar?
Hail Caesar? I don't know what that is.
Then you better believe you don't know what that is. That was a movie that Robert Downey Jr. was in. It was a bomb. And it wasn't a nuclear bomb. It was a little round black bomb with a fuse on top of it that took out some garbage cans. And it...
Well, maybe he was self-medicating, you know, when he made the movie.
Phil, his self-esteem drove him to this. He doesn't have any. Where were the people who were casting Saving Private Ryan when Bob Downey needed them? Where were the people casting Castaway? Where were the people casting Traffic? But Hollywood wants to punish him for being so good. And
you gotta be kidding me. They're punishing him for being so good. And
they laugh when they stick him in these stiffs and he has to go and shoot up.
Wait, you know, this what you're telling me here, Margaret, and I realize, and I ought to introduce you to the people in the audience who don't know, you're an entertainment writer. And
you better believe it, and I've been around these people a long time.
Okay, back it down a notch, will you?
Phil, I just...
Just to back it down a notch, okay?
All right.
Okay, look... You're talking about, I don't know what this Hollywood is you're talking about, backing Robert Downey Jr. into doing stiffs. And so his self-esteem is in the toilet because he's been doing Hail Caesar and Air America, so he's got to dope up.
I said he self-medicates.
Oh, yes, he self-medicates.
And your sarcasm, you know, notwithstanding, that's what this poor, fine young actor is doing. And
don't you think this guy has gotten enough turns at the plate? Don't you think this cat ought to be sat down and...
Oh, so what? Prison?
I think the guy needs to hit bottom, yeah. I think that there's some kind of jail time.
He is one of our fine young actors who is on drugs because they've given him nothing but stiff scripts.
Well, who is it that's doing this? He must have an agent or a manager who is saying, hey, Bob...
Hey, Bob, did you like Hail Caesar? Well, you'll love Air America. Hey, Bob, did you like Air America? How about Two Girls and a Guy? Hey, Bob...
You really think he's doing that?
I'm saying that they're not looking out for him. They are shoveling pile of manure after pile of manure under his nose, sticking his face down in it, and saying, go ahead, we dare you to stay off of heroin after appearing in a movie like Hail Caesar. We dare you...
Boy, oh boy,
We dare you to stay off of heroin... After being in a movie, I've got his filmography right here. Are you ready for this? Hold your nose, okay?
Margaret.
So seriously, squeeze your fingers over your nose. Are you doing it?
Okay, my fingers are over my nose.
Get a load of this. Friends and Lovers, Hugo Poole. Poole of what? Urine? One Night Stand, Danger Zone, Home for the Holidays, Mr. Willoughby's Christmas Tree, look at what they've done to this poor boy.
You are making it sound as if an actor has no say in choosing the scripts that he...
He was self-medicating. Do you think he was in any position to pick a script?
Oh, so now the chicken... Now I don't know what's before. The cart, the horse, the cart, the chicken, the egg. You know,
listen to this. Air America. Are you squeezing your nose?
Okay, I'm squeezing my nose. Go ahead and read the freaking list.
You know, you're really...
Just read it, will you?
True Believer, 1969. Johnny B. Good. Oh, Jesus. Now, here's a good one, Less Than Zero.
What about Chaplin?
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Less Than Zero, good movie.
Then we got to go back to back into the garbage dump. Dead Weight, Back to School. You know...
Well, Margaret, one of the things...
You're not holding your nose.
You got to be kidding me.
You're not holding your nose.
One of the things about Robert Downey Jr.'s career is that I don't think anybody put... What am I squeezing my nose for?
Because that is the kind of garbage they've given him. I think for Hollywood to be fair to this young actor, he needs rehabilitation, he needs to go into a halfway house, and I think he needs a stack of quality scripts waiting for him when he gets out.
Rehabilitation? Where is he going to get rehabilitation? They have given him...
Phil, don't be sarcastic.
They've given him everything. He's gone everywhere. This poor kid, I mean, I'm telling you right now, if it was me, if I was his dad, I'd say, you know what, it's off to jail for you, man. I mean, we'll do everything we can. We'll get one of those lead butt molds so that...
Oh, I see. Protect him from rape?
Well, I don't know, because this cat is due for a long stretch. Hold on for a minute, will you? I can't open my mouth without her calling in, huh? On the back line yet. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. All I was saying was, for a guy like this that's had so many screw-ups, he needs to hit bottom. Here's Margaret saying, the reason why Robert Downey Jr. shoots or smokes or whatever the hell it is that he does is because they've been shoveling bad scripts under his nose, and naturally he'd want to shoot up after seeing himself in Air America. 1-800-449-8686. How many breaks do you give a guy? 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show will be back. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I want to put a question to you.
Go ahead.
What if you had to do the same material that Comb Over Boy does on his show?
Okay.
You wouldn't want to shoot heroin.
All right, you got a point.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? What if you had to do the same material that Don and Mike do? What if you had to do the same material that Tom and Bob do? Wouldn't you want to shoot Clorox directly into your own...
Yeah, okay, you're making your point, I see. I don't understand how you can draw a comparison between those weak-ass shows and this freaking stuff that... Robert Downey Jr., I wouldn't blame him for my problems. I wouldn't say that that's the problem. I wouldn't say that, you know, this guy does 1969...
And wants to do heroin. You would, too. You saw that movie.
I did.
What'd you think?
It sucked.
You're right, it sucked. Robert knew it sucked. His agent should have known it sucked. And he's done one smeller after the next, and it has driven him directly into an alcoholic stupor. Now, you think about that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. In case you just joined us, Robert Downey Jr. has been arrested yet again this last night. What is happening with this guy? According to Margaret, we should feel sorry for him because his self-esteem's in the toilet, having done so many bad movies. 1-800-449-8686. This is Trudy on the Phil Hendry Show. Trudy?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have a comment for that. I mean, just because this guy has dealt bad movies, I mean, a lot of us out here are dealt jobs that we don't like either. Should we go shoot up?
No, I don't think so, Trudy, but what I'm saying is, there's more riding on Robert Downey Jr.'s performance than, say, what you do. There's a lot of money involved in making a film, as you may know, an awful lot of people employed. And when Robert Downey Jr. goes before the camera and stinks it up so bad, literally, that the movie is straight to video, that affects a lot of people.
I mean, I understand that he does movies that may suck, literally, okay?
Yes.
But I also think that...
Can I jump in?
I
want to ask Trudy, have you seen his movies?
I've seen some of his
okay.
movies, yes.
What movies have you seen of his?
I don't think Trudy. Trudy, if you'd really seen a Robert Downey Jr. movie, you would have compassion for him, even if he was sniffing nail polish remover.
I don't have compassion for anybody who chooses to do drugs.
No,
okay?
If you saw Robert Downey...
I have a sister who is a drug addict.
Well, I'm
and
sorry.
And I am sorry. I do not feel sorry.
If
they choose
you,
to do it. They're not driven to it.
Trudy, if you saw Robert Downey Jr.'s movies, you would forgive him sniffing spot remover. And
that's
oh,
like
God.
Saying, okay, I'm over here working at a job, okay? I have to raise 3 kids.
And God right. bless you for that.
And I'm not going to sit there and do drugs because I don't like my job or because I don't like what I'm doing.
Well, let's look at it this way, Trudy. Let's say you didn't like your job and you didn't like what you were doing, and every night some 100 million people saw you doing your job badly. Now,
Whoa.
He chooses to do that job, okay? He gets that money for doing that job.
Trudy, I would give you 5 minutes and you'd be huffing spray paint. You would.
I don't think so.
You'd huff.
I don't
Why? Because she's got 100 million people watching. I mean,
that's what's driving Robert, this fine young actor, Bob Downey Jr.
Oh, man.
What's with the old man?
I do not think so at all.
The fine young actor.
He gets money for the job he does, just like I do, okay? He is a human being.
I understand that, darling, but you don't have the pressure.
He's not above everybody just because he's an actor.
You don't have the pressure of a worldwide audience. Robert Downey, I would forgive him if he was drinking.
No, I don't have the pressure of a worldwide audience, but I've got the pressure of raising 3 children.
You know, I would really, the pressure he's under, I would forgive him if he freebased Drano.
Good God!
I really would, Phil.
Sorry, but
I think
you're wrong. And if he does a crime, he should do the time.
Well, I believe that...
isn't that, you do the crime, do the time. Isn't that something from the D.A.R.E. program? It's... really great.
I think that she's making...
He has every chance that us normal people do not.
That's exactly right.
Yes, he does.
He
and
has
I,
every chance in the
I
world.
Won't disagree
got the
with
money,
you.
All right.
The best lawyer,
I don't disagree.
Else.
I don't disagree with any of that, but the...
Okay.
What if your kids turned up shooting up at school?
Kick their ass.
Wouldn't you drink Clorox?
No.
Why? Why would she want to commit suicide?
That's the problem.
You wouldn't want to drink Clorox.
Why would she want to commit...
the problem.
All right. Trudy, hey, thank you. Great phone call. Thanks for...
Trudy, your phone call.
Yeah, that's right. She backed me up, okay? Because I'm getting a little weary of reading about these, not just Robert Downey Jr., just weary of these cases whereby someone uses a certain level of celebrity.
Phil, how many movies have you done?
Oh, come on.
How many movies have you done?
None.
How many premieres have you been to? How many premieres have you walked down...
That is not the point.
No. How many times have you walked down a red carpet and had fans going, ooh, 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 all over you?
Never.
That's right. And how many times have you been on a talk show or flipped on a talk show late at night and in the middle of a heroin stupor saw David Letterman cracking back on you, doing riffs on how bad your movies are, and literally hearing the entire United States of America entertainment comedic community turning you, you know, into ground beef? I just think...
Okay, isn't that what the risk that he runs? And what about everybody else? What about, I don't know...
Name someone.
I don't know. Charlton Heston.
How do you know he isn't huffing paint?
Who, Charlton Heston?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So,
Chuck Heston could be huffing paint. I'm not saying that he is.
Oh, Chuck Heston now. We got Bob Downey, and we got Chuck Heston, and one of them's huffing paint. You're freaky, man. You know that? You got excuses for everybody. Look, we got a lot of calls here. I don't know whether I should go to another one or not. Tell you what I'll do. Gayla, is it?
Yes.
Gayla, if we come up against the break, I will hold you over, and you'll be with us again next after the break, okay?
Not a problem.
Go ahead, Gayla.
Well, I think that she is the flake. You know, no one forced this young man to use coke. And how many of the previews and everything has she been to?
I've been to many, darling. I write an entertainment...
How many movies have you starred in?
I know many of these people personally. I know the pressures that they live under.
The question was, how many have you starred in?
Gayla, you would be freebasing Tang orange drink. If you
but
had to do as many...
he's not freebasing Tang orange drink. He is on coke, and he has been through rehab.
Right.
And he gets paid millions of dollars.
Exactly.
And if he can't take the heat, get out the kitchen.
All right, Gayla, hold on. Hold the line, Gayla. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So you're basically admitting to me that if you had to do comb-over boys material, you'd huff paint.
No, not necessarily.
But you would use some kind of chemical enhancement.
If I had to go in and do that guy's material every day, yeah, I'd have to get high.
That's what I'm talking about. And
but that doesn't mean I'd be in rehab. It doesn't mean I'd be getting busted. It doesn't mean that I'd be missing jobs. It doesn't... all that crap, okay? And if somebody said to me, Phil, you got to knock off huffing the paint, I realize you're having to do comb-over boys material, but you're still going to have to knock off huffing the paint, I'd knock off huffing the paint. Now, let's... and what do you mean huffing paint? He didn't get busted for that.
I don't know.
You tell me Robert Downey Jr.'s huffing paint.
I don't know.
Well, that's news to me, man. Gayla, go ahead. Thanks for hanging on, Gayla.
Well, I can't believe her. If she doesn't know what he's doing and she can't read the newspaper.
It's the heroin. It's the crack cocaine.
Yeah.
I understand that he was huffing vanilla or potpourri Glade. You know, the room freshener?
Well, you know, the guy needs help.
What?
And he needs to do his
He's spraying Sherms with vanilla Glade.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
He's taking Sherman cigarette. Oh, my God.
And you two, of course, there's no compassion.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, none whatsoever. Because you think you have a job that's pressure-packed. This guy has got millions the world over looking at what he does.
He has the choice of, if he can't stand it, and he doesn't want to follow in his father's footsteps.
Oh, and that's not pressure?
Go on.
That's not pressure to have to look for another career?
Well, we all have to do it.
I changed careers 5 times in my life.
Our actor is very special. The actor...
No, not whenever they're out there. If they're so special, they're supposed to be setting an example. And doing cocaine is not the example I want someone to set for my grandchildren.
I will tell you something, Gayla, and then I don't know what else to say, but if you saw Air America, you'd understand why Robert Downey Jr. sniffs magic markers.
He had a choice of
what?
Putting down the part.
Well,
and
he's got a
you tell me that I'm supposed to be sympathetic to him, you change what he's
done. Right, exactly. First, the guy has been huffing paint. Then he was freebasing Tang orange drink.
You know, it is so sad that the two of you find the destruction of this young man funny.
Wait a minute. It's pathetic.
First, the cat's on heroin. Then he's doing crack cocaine. Then he's spraying Sherms with... vanilla Glade. And then
you know something, Phil? I find you disgusting. I find your callers disgusting.
Where are you getting this crap about?
You're laughing at a man's drug problem. I find nothing amusing about this. Obviously, this lady doesn't have any children who might have drug problems.
I have a daughter who has a drug problem.
Okay. Well, be thankful she has a drug problem and she's not sniffing mimeograph sheets.
Hey, you know, mimeographs went out whenever I was in high school.
Oh, really?
You know, they did smell really good.
Well, then maybe mom's doing something.
All right, look it. Thanks for calling.
Jesus, what a redneck.
You know, you're the one who ought to be watching what you're saying. Here is Belle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What right do you have to say that Robert Downey Jr. has the right to take drugs just because he's had bombs?
Because that's the pressure he's under, to eat the blue cakes out of a urinal.
What the hell do you mean, lady? What do you do?
What do you do?
I deliver papers. And I wouldn't turn to drugs.
I'm a writer, all right? I have a nationally syndicated column.
Okay, your job is pressure-packed. You've got thousands and millions of people reading your column every day.
It's different for me. I'm not in the movies. Every single nuance, every single...
There's different roads for him to turn down to than other than drugs. And you're a devil. You're just a devil.
You know, I noticed something that I said he was eating blue cakes out of a urinal, and you thought that was funny.
That ain't that funny, lady.
Yeah.
I mean, this is sick. You're sick.
What you ought to do, Bell, is sniff some newsprint, all right? You won't do half the drugs you're doing right now.
Okay, here is Linda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm glad you all think the destruction of a young man is funny.
We don't. Linda, hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Wanted to say, you know, the president of the United States is under a lot of pressure when he don't take drugs. And as far as changing careers,
who?
The president
I hate to tell you this, Linda, but he's a full-bore alcoholic. Straight Applejack, 100 proof.
Yeah, I hope he's listening.
Well,
anyway,
he is.
Linda, he is an alcoholic.
That's right.
And I wanted to tell you, you know, as far as changing careers goes, I drive a truck for a living. And
well,
I
then you know all about the world of drugs.
I have never took a drug in my life. I don't even like to take
But you know a lot of those truckers love to go and eat the blue cakes out of the...
Eating the blue cakes out of the urinal. Where do you get this?
Let me tell you, they can't... There's not that many drugs in trucking anymore because they have the random drug pistol.
Well, what about that song that I heard? I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. 6 days on the... Remember that one?
Oh, I remember it, but that don't mean it's true. I mean...
you should watch your language.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, Linda, go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. Freebase some Vanilla Glade. I don't know.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda. Margaret, you're really running a man's name into the ground more than you think.
I'm running it into the ground. I'm standing up for Robert Downey Jr.
You're standing up for Robert Downey Jr. by talking about, let's see, in the last half hour you've said that he's sniffing magic markers. He's huffing paint. He is spraying Glade on germs.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, well, okay, of course, hang up on the host when we get upset. There you go. You know, all this crap that you've been listening to, Margaret, freebasing Tang orange drink, freebasing Drano, drinking Clorox, anybody out there tries any of this, not only will you not get high, it'll kill you. So I don't know what she's talking about. Spraying potpourri Glade on sherms. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, it's time now for the R.C. Collins Sopranos Report from Chatsworth High School. R.C. Collins, R.C.
Hi, great show as always, too, Phil. That was pretty weird about Robert Downey Jr. huffing Glade, but I hope he gets help.
He's not huffing Glade, okay? That's some bull crap that somebody called in with. Okay, so we're going to do the Sopranos report. Tell us about this week's... I know that you were supposed to be on yesterday. We apologize. My producer forgot.
Yeah, I called up and I said, how come I'm not on? And he didn't have any reason.
All right, okay. So what happened on this week's episode of The Sopranos?
Well, this week we open to some dirtbag gambler who's lost his nightclub to Christopher Moltisanti for gambling debts. And Christopher, as you know, Phil, really loves Adriana. He gives her the club so that she can be the owner-manager.
Okay, so he gave Adriana that club. And, of course, her interest has been in music. She wanted to, you know, have him help her manage bands, didn't she?
Yeah, in one of the other episodes. And he really loves her, and he's probably going to marry her. That's why he gave it to her.
Okay, what else?
Well, and that figures in this week's episode. Meanwhile, some dirtbag gets thrown out of the club for dealing ecstasy, and Jackie Jr. intercedes with this guy with Christopher.
So Jackie Jr. intercedes on behalf of the guy who got thrown out of the club for dealing ecstasy.
Right. And Jackie Jr. goes to Christopher and says, can I have a sit-down? And he says, no, but we can have a chat. And he says, hey, can this guy deal ecstasy in the club? And basically Christopher tells him to stick it in his butt. And Jackie likes to think he's a made guy.
Yeah, he's that kid's on his way to a world of hurt, doesn't he? He's supposed to be going to school, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be going to Rutgers, but he's not.
And he's having Meadow do a lot of his homework.
Yeah, all he wants to be, he wants to get his button.
Okay, he wants to get his button.
Wants to get a stripe. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
It means he wants to be in the mafia.
Okay, because not a lot of people know.
I know what it means. He wants to get his stripe. Do you know what it means? Okay, so what else?
Okay, so Jackie Jr. goes back to this guy. Even though Christopher told him to pound it in his butt area, he goes back to this guy and he says, yeah, it's cool. You can deal ecstasy in the club, right?
Right.
So Furio hears about it, and Furio's what they call a zip.
And what is a zip?
A zip is a Sicilian mafia guy, and he's working for Tony, and Furio kicks this guy's butt so bad that the guy goes into the hospital. So anyway, Tony's having an affair with this Mercedes dealer that he met at Dr. Melfi's, and he's really hot for her, and they have sex in the reptile house of the zoo. And the Mercedes...
Hold on for a minute, okay? I want to back up a little bit.
What?
I want to back up just so that I'm clear. Furio beat the crap out of this ecstasy dealer, even though the ecstasy dealer was assured by Jackie Jr. it was cool to deal in that club.
Yeah, so then Jackie's sitting there as this guy's laying in the hospital bed going, well, maybe you disrespected him. Maybe you did something wrong, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he's bad.
Okay. All right, so now what about Tony?
So Tony goes to the reptilian house of the zoo area and has sex with the Mercedes dealer. That's a metaphor. See, there's snakes everywhere, and then Tony pulls out...
I understand what the significance is.
What?
I understand what the significance is. You don't have to tell me.
But I'm talking about sex in the reptile house, okay? And you want to talk about Furio. I mean, I can see a connection. Fur, sex...
Will you shut up? They had sex in the reptile house, and I understand the significance.
She was reaching for his wiener.
Okay, man. And the snakes are going everywhere.
Very heavy moment.
Great.
Very, very significant.
Super, Rex Reed. What's next?
Who?
Rex Reed.
Oh, is he that fag?
Never mind, man. He's a freaking movie critic. Just move on with what we're doing here.
Okay. So Tony has sex in the reptilian area. And then, let's see. I got to tell you something, Phil. This Mercedes dealer, played by Annabella Sciorio,
is that her last name?
Yeah, Scoria or something.
Sciorra.
Oh, okay. She is goofy. I think she's goofy for Tony, and she's going to mess him up.
Yeah, he looks like he's really in love with her.
Yeah. She looks like she's psycho. She looks like a psycho bitch. She looks like she's a psycho.
Got it. Got it. Move on.
Okay. So Tony's really in love with her, and anyway, so he has the sex with her. Let me see. Anthony Jr. got caught vandalizing a school, and he gets suspended. And when Tony and Carmela go in to talk with the principal, he doesn't get suspended because the teacher says he's getting better in school. But really, it's probably about who Tony is and how much money they give the school. So Tony's bugged. This is a really boring part of the show about... all about what happened to Anthony Jr.
Okay, but Tony got really angry, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Tony wants to punish his son anyway for vandalizing the school with those three other boys. So what did he do? He grounded him.
Yeah, he grounded AJ at home for a month and makes him clean out the rain gutters. So then Tony also sits down with Jackie Jr. and tells him if he's going to date Meadow, which is Tony's daughter, then he's got to stay out of trouble and go straight. And a bunch of crap like that, and then some other crap happened, and then that was it. What?
What do you mean some other crap happened, and then that was it?
Well, that was it.
Well, what other crap?
Just some crap about, like, the Mercedes dealer that Tony's porking. Her name's Gloria Trillo and stuff like that.
And thank you very much for having the class of saying the Mercedes dealer that Tony's porking.
Well, I mean, he is. You should have seen in the reptile house with the snakes.
Yeah, the metaphors were just profound as hell. So what's next? That's it?
Yeah, and then Tony's like, you know, Dr. Melfi's bugged at him because he's bullcrapping her, and Jackie Jr. got a gun from Ralphie, who's Jackie Jr.'s mom's boyfriend, so that's pretty bad. So then a bunch of crap like that happened. This has been the RC Car...
Wait a second, man. I get to do that. This has been the RC... Hold on for a minute. Is that it? Is that the end of the thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Just you can't wrap it up, man, and say a bunch of crap happened, and that's it.
Well, because then they... Just a bunch of crap that has to do with a gun, and some guy got disemboweled, and then...
When?
Just, I don't know. It's just his guts were poured out. Just some stuff.
All right, so next week, did you see the preview, RC, of next week?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you, Mike? You were telling me about what was going to happen next week. What?
Who knows?
What's his face?
Mike?
Yeah. He says he knows what's going to happen. Well, what's going to happen next week? Don't print it. Tell me. He can't freaking remember.
This has been the RC Collins Report with Phil Hendry and his producer who huffs Glade, Mike Schaefer. Can't remember.
All right, RC, thanks a lot, brother.
Ciao.
Oh, that's right. You get to sing your part, huh?
Yeah. Woke up this morning. I got a gun.
That's great, man. Okay, I got to play the whole thing according to his contract? No, I don't, especially when it's only one channel. I don't know what that sounds like to the folks. Sounds like a one-channel recording to me. Not that I've got anything against our fine engineer, Craig Taylor, but I think he put that one on the air and it sounds like crap. I don't know. Is it only one channel? Go and find it, a tower. What's the name of the group? A3? I think they're a British band. I think they're called A3. I think they're... You know, that's the only hit they ever had in the TV show is basically... There was also a band on The Sopranos this past weekend called Miami Relatives. And I don't know if that's a real band or not, but I think it is. They looked like a real band, didn't they? What a gig. Producer just picked you out of nowhere? If they were, in fact, a real gig. Or maybe it was like just a bunch of the Grips got together and they play on the weekends, so they said, okay, go ahead, have at it. Wouldn't that mean that they got to have like a SAG card? Or do they Taft Hartley the Miami Relatives for one episode? Anyway, we'll see what happens next week. That is our Sopranos Report with R.C. Collins. And maybe if we had a sales department, it could be sponsored by somebody, but I guess not. I could just say it's sponsored by Chevrolet. What are they going to do? Tell me I should stop doing it? That is our Sopranos Report, sponsored by Cadillac. Yeah, man, all them Goombas drive Caddy. You ought to, too. The Sopranos Report. Brought to you by Caddy, Cadillac. All right, we got a couple of more things to do on our show this afternoon. We also want to talk to Dean Wheeler, who is a youth minister, and he'll be speaking with us about the Holocaust Awareness Month that is coming up. We'll be talking about that. We also like to remind you that if you want to get a hold of the Best of the Phil Hendry Year 2000 CD, number one rated Phil Hendry Show CD, you can call 877-616-4255. Phil, 877-616-7445.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.